بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى، أما بعد. Continuing with the discussion of the tafsir of Surah Fatiha. As we mentioned in Surah Fatiha, the first few verses is the ta'aruf and the introduction of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And contrary to what we find, many of us tend to portray Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as a zat and a being who exacts revenge, is quick to punish, etc. We find that when Allah ta'ala introduces Himself, Allah ta'ala uses terms of mercy, compassion, kindness. Inna rahmati sabaqat ghadabi. It's written on the arsh of Allah ta'ala that my mercy, my compassion, my kindness is greater than my anger. So alhamdulillah, all praise is due to Allah, Rabbil Alameen. Yesterday we went into quite a bit of detail with regards to the comprehensive meaning of this term, Rabb. Allah is nourisher, sustainer, provider. In Rabb is an element that Allah is king, Allah is Bacha. Allah is the one whom we lower ourselves before. And although also in this meaning of Rabb, in this term Rabb, is the compassion, the kindness of Allah Ta'ala. That is why in Hadith Jibreel, Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam equated this term Rabb with the love of a mother. أَنْتَلِذَ الْأَمَةُ رَبَّتَهَا Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim. Further, kindness, benevolence, mercy, compassion. And then Maliki Yawmi Deen, the owner of the Day of Judgment. In this is a reminder of the shortness of our life in this world, that there is a consequence to our actions. Everything that we do is recorded, and a day is coming. Quran uses the term Yawm, day, Maliki Yawmiddin. Inna Yawmal Fasli Kana Miqata. Inna Yawmal Fasli Miqatuhum Ajma'in. ذَلِكَ يَوْمٌ مَشْهُودٌ وَأَنذِرْهُمْ يَوْمَ الْحَسْرَةِ يَوْمُ التَّغَابُنِ يَوْمُ الْجَنَّةِ يَوْمُ النَّارِ يَوْمُ الْوَيْلِ يَوْمُ الْفَوْزَانِ يَوْمُ الْخُسْرَانِ يَوْمُ الثُّبُورِ. Throughout, interspersed throughout Quran is a constant reminder, which right from the beginning, Surah Fatiha, مَالِكِ يَوْمِ الدِّينِ, a day is coming. This is not the only life. This is, in fact, is the stepping stone, is the preparation for the akhirat. Referring to Hadith of Jibreel again, very, very famous hadith, where Sahaba described that a total stranger enters Madinah Munawwara, Shadeedu Bayad al-Thiyab, Shadeedu Sawad al-Sha'ar. They describe this individual, they say his clothing was absolutely white. His hair was clearly black. Now the reason ulama-i-kiram give for this particular description is that one is, no one recognized him, so he was not a resident of Madinah Munawwara. So this individual is coming from outside, and somebody who has undertaken a journey to come to Madinah Munawwara, his clothing should not be sparkling white, nor should his hair be absolutely black without any dust, not disheveled at all. So straight away their curiosity was piqued. This entire incident was staged for Sahaba to understand the importance of the questions that Jibreel alayhi salam, who came in a human form, presented to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And amongst those questions was this question, Mal Ihsan, what is Ihsan? What is Ihsan? The answer was given, أن تعبد الله كأنك تراه فإن لم تكن تراه فإنه يراك. That you worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as if you are seeing Allah. Worship Allah as if you are seeing Allah. Because if you are not seeing Allah, then know for a fact that Allah is looking at you. أَلَمْ يَعْلَمْ بِأَنَّ اللَّهَ يَرَى. Do you not know that Allah is looking at you? The reason I am mentioning this, the height or the pinnacle of ibadat is to worship Allah as if we are seeing Allah. In Surah Fatiha, the beginning verses is the introduction of Allah. And Allah introduces Himself, Allah opens up His Zaat, His Sifat, His attributes, His benevolence, His kindness, His compassion, His majesty, His glory. In such a manner, in these few verses, Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim, Maliki Yawmiddin. If the true understanding and perception of what these terms mean in the description of Allah Ta'ala, if they can be quantified, if they can dawn upon our hearts, then my respected brothers, it is almost as if we are seeing Allah. Allah describes, sometimes when somebody is very, very adept at describing something, then you tell this person that, mashallah, you gave such a description, it was almost as if I was there, almost as if I could see it. So like that, Allah introduces Himself in such a manner as if we are seeing Allah. And now that this stage or this level is reached, this perception, this understanding of this introduction of Allah, then what is the natural reaction to this? That, إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ إِيَّاكَ, not who. Who means third person. Someone who is far away, him. إِيَّاكَ. Ya Allah, only you are worthy of being worshipped. In other words, now that we have understood who is Allah, as if we are seeing Allah, Ya Allah, how is it possible that we can worship anyone else besides you? وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ. And Ya Allah, only you are worthy of being asked for help. The khulasa and crux of the entire Qur'an, the khulasa and crux of all revealed books is the Qur'an. The khulasa and crux of the Qur'an is Surah Fatiha. And the essence of Surah Fatiha is this expression, my respected brothers, إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدْ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ. Ya Allah, only you are worthy of being worshipped. We lower our, humble ourselves before no one, no other entity besides you, Ya Allah. Wa iyyaka nasta'in, and Ya Allah, only you we ask for help. Like Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught Ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma, when he says, kuntu ridfan nabiyyi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, I shared the camel with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I was sitting behind Nabi Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam addressed me, Ya ghulam. وَفِي رِوَايَةٍ يَا غُلَيْمٍ إِنَّكْ إِنِّي أُعَلِّمُكَ كَلِمَاتٍ. I want to teach you some very, very important things. Learn this, take this to heart. Amongst the things that were taught to Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, وَإِذَا سَأَلْتَ فَاسْتَعِنْ فَاسْأَلِ اللَّهِ وَإِذَا اسْتَعَنْتَ فَاسْتَعِنْ بِاللَّهِ. When you ask, ask only from Allah. When you ask, ask only from Allah. When you seek help only from Allah. This month of Ramadan is the month of dua. This is the month of turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have to make mashk of this. Exert ourselves. When we say, إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدْ, only Allah we worship, dua is an integral part of ibadat. Part of ibadat. In fact, Rasulullah said, "Ad-du'a'u mukhul ibadah." He said, "Du'a is the essence of ibadat." One riwayat it comes, "Ad-du'a'u huwal ibadah." He said, "Du'a itself is ibadat." So we have to apply ourselves in this. Learn to turn to Allah, beg from Allah, ask only from Allah. It's mentioned once, Salim bin Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, the grandson of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, was making tawaf of Ka'batullah. Before I mention this incident, I'll mention another incident. Once there was a Bedouin, he was making tawaf of Ka'batullah. And in his dua, he raises his hands. In the tawaf, he raises his hands, Ya Allah, I am hungry, I have nothing. Ya Allah, feed me. Ya Allah, my Bedouin were simple people, nomadic background, not cultured. So he says, Ya Allah, I am hungry, I am in need, Ya Allah, you feed me. Ya Allah, my camel also is in need, Ya Allah, feed my camel, it is dying also. So one person was nearby who heard this entreaty of this person and got so affected that he put his hand into his satchel and he extended some financial assistance to this person. He heard this dua, he heard the plea that was coming from the heart of this person. So when he extended the hand of help towards him, this Bedouin turned towards him and said, I did not ask you, I asked from Allah. I have no need for you. Like Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, it is mentioned in the riwayat when he was being flung into the fire and Jibreel came and said, do you want us to help you? Amma ilayka fala, wa amma ilallahi fana'am. Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam said, I am not in need of you, I am in need only of Allah. Direct help of Allah. Ana inda dhanni abdi bi. Allah says, I deal with you as you expect from me. Put your hope, put your expectation. Make the qibla, the direction of this heart, only Allah. So this person extended his hand to help this Bedouin. This Bedouin said, I am in the house of Allah, I have not asked you, I have asked from Allah. He turned down this offer. At the end of the tawaf, announcement was made, is so and so present. So this Bedouin, realizing that his name is being called, he said, yes, I am present. So they said that a certain relative of yours has passed away and he has no Islamic heirs, he had no family. So he made wasiyat that whatever wealth he has given it to you. So there and then, Allah Ta'ala made the intizam to the acceptance of the dua of this person. Salim bin Abdullah bin Umar, the grandson of Umar radiallahu ta'ala, and once he is making tawaf of Ka'batullah, Hisham bin Abdul Malik, the ruler of that time, great Khalifa of the Banu Umayyad dynasty, he addresses Salim bin Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, that is there any way that I can assist you? Do you have any need that I may give you a stipend, an allowance? So Salim bin Abdullah says to Hisham bin Abdul Malik, that does it not embarrass you that I am in the house of Allah? I am in the house of Allah and I should ask anyone else besides Allah? How can I possibly accept or even ask you for any assistance when I am in Allah's house? Mujhe sharam aate hai. It embarrasses me to stretch my hand out to anyone else besides Allah. So after having completed his tawaf, Salim bin Abdullah leaves the Ka'batullah or leaves the haram. Outside, Hisham bin Abdul Malik approaches him again. And he says, is there any need that I can fulfill of yours? Realizing that he was a pious person. So Hisham bin Abdul Malik wanted the barakah. So he says to Salim, is there any need that I can fulfill of yours? So Salim says to him, what type of need are you referring to? Are you referring to a need of the dunya or need of the akhirah? Need of this world or need of the hereafter? So Hisham bin Abdul Malik says, obviously I am referring to the need of this world. Need of the akhirat is not in my control. Is there anything I can assist you with in this world? To this Salim bin Abdullah says to him, مَا سَأَلْتُ مَنْ يَمْلِكُهَا فَكَيْفَ بِمَنْ لَا يَمْلِكُهَا. He says, when it comes to dunya, up till today, I haven't asked that Allah who owns the dunya for anything of the dunya. Do you think today I'm going to ask someone like you who doesn't own the dunya? This was the type of istighnayat. This was the type of total, complete reliance upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we find in the Salaf Salihin. In our pious predecessors of the past, Nabada bin Yazid Nakhi radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Tabi'i, generation after Sahaba, he's traveling, his donkey dies, he turns to Allah, Ya Allah, you are not in need of this animal, you took the life of my animal away, I am in need of it. Making this dua, he takes his staff and he strikes the donkey, Qum bi idhnillah, stand up with the name of Allah, and Allah Ta'ala brings the dead animal back to life. Imam Shabi rahimahullah mentions that I saw this donkey being sold in the bazaar after the demise of Nabata bin Yazid Naqi radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Such a long life Allah gave this animal. That even after the owner passed away, the donkey was still alive. So coming back to this, my respected brothers, Iyyaka na'bud. Iyyaka, ya Allah, only you we worship. Only you. This is the crux, this is the essence. This is what Surah Fatiha wants to bring us upon. That Iyyaka na'bud, ya Allah, only you we worship. Wa Iyyaka nasta'een, and all, ya Allah, only you we ask for help. And what is our greatest need? What is the greatest requirement? What is that need which 24 hours of every day, of every second of our life we require? What is the greatest dua, the greatest talab? That immediately thereafter, Allah says, Ihdinas siratal mustaqim. Allah teaches us what is the greatest dua in Surah Fatiha. Inshallah, we'll continue. SubhanAllah, alhamdulillah.